The following is an audio recording from the news story, Group Raises Money to Fight Sears Island Development, on WCSH-TV from August 8, 2009. Sarah Delage, multimedia journalist.
Susan Oliver left Maine 20 years ago to pursue her dream of singing country music, but she never forgot the beauty of Sears Island.
We have probably like four, well, with my son now, five generations that have been here and enjoying the island.
Oliver has joined the fight to protect Sears Island from development. She's performing in a benefit concert for the Sears Island Legal Defense Fund.
You know, I want my grandchildren one day to be able to enjoy Sears Island just the same way that I have, my mom has, and, you know, all the people of Maine, because it belongs to us.
The Transportation Committee approved a plan to protect more than 600 acres of the island and allow port development on the remaining 330. Now, Department of Transportation Commissioner David Cole says that's just a master plan for the island, and the public will have plenty of opportunity for input before any permitting is given. Ron Huber of Penobscot Baywatch says any development on Sears Island will disrupt its natural balance.
We don't believe that you can have an island of this size half industrialized and half natural and somehow be able to pretend that you haven't harmed the nature of the whole island.
Sears Port Manager James Gilway says a port on the island could mean economic growth and lower taxes for residents.
Right now, with the economic times as they are, it's very important to find anything that will help the town to succeed.
A heated and long-time battle between those who want to promote Maine's growth and those concerned about protecting its natural resources. In Searsport, Sarah Lage,